Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. And as I've said to you many times, I hope it is food. I hope that it strengthens you. If even one sentence is a help to you, that would be my blessing. I want you to draw closer and closer to God, because God wants you closer and closer to Him. It's not always easy with all that's going on in our world today. I know that. I know that it's very difficult at times. But as I've said to you before, set your alarm for 15 minutes, if you can, 15 minutes earlier than you expected to get up, and just talk for a few minutes to the Lord right there, or wherever you can get a moment. Perhaps, you know, you get a break for lunch at your workplace or whatever. Please take time to talk to God. Put all your needs before Him. Ask Him to help you. Tell Him that you love Him. Tell Him that you want to serve Him, that you want to follow Him. And God will hear you, believe me. The entrance antiphon today says, O God, hear my voice. For I have called to you. Be my help. Do not abandon or forsake me, O God, my Savior. It's a beautiful prayer. And the prayer that opens Mass today is this: O God, strength of those who hope in you, graciously hear our pleas. And since without you mortal frailty can do nothing, grant us always the help of your grace, that in following your commandments, we may please you by our resolve and our deeds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I want to see God more than anything else when that time comes for me. But you know what? I also want to see all of you. I'm going to see those who've listened to this program. I'm going to see you with me, that we might grow and come together and get to know one another, when even in heaven we can get to know one another there. But God is with us. He wants us. We are His flock, we're His people, we're His children, brothers and daughters, all of us. Please open your heart to Him more through His word. Now we take a look at the second book of Kings. When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, he and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Please stay here. The Lord has sent me on to the Jordan. As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." Elisha replied, and so the two went on together. 50 of the guild prophets followed, and when the two stopped at the Jordan, they stood facing them at a distance. Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up and struck the water, which divided and both crossed over on the dry ground. When they had crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask for whatever I may do for you before I am taken from you." Elisha answered, "May I receive a double portion of your spirit? You have asked something that is not easy," Elijah said. "Still, if you see me taken up from you, your wish will be granted, otherwise not." As they walked on conversing, a flaming chariot and flaming horses came between them, and Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. When Elisha saw it happen, he cried out, "My father, my father! Israel's chariots and drivers." But when he could no longer see him, Elisha gripped his own garment and tore it in two. Then he picked up Elisha's mantle that had fallen from him and went back and stood at the bank of the Jordan. Wielding the mantle that had fallen from Elijah, Elisha struck the water in his turn and said, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" When Elisha struck the water, it divided, and he crossed over. My goodness, brothers and sisters, how hard it is for us sometimes to believe the Lord. We needed to see miracles, and that's what happened here. They saw things in their life change because they followed him. But now let's take a look at the Psalm 31. Lord, let your hearts take comfort, all who hope in the Lord. I'll repeat that. Let your hearts take comfort, all who hope in the Lord. This is from Psalm 31. How great is the goodness, O Lord, which you have in store for those who fear you, and which toward those who take refuge in you, you show in the sight of the children of men. You hide them in the shelter of your presence from the plottings of men. You screen them within your abode from the strife of tongues. Love the Lord, all you his faithful ones. The Lord keeps those who are constant, but more than requites those who act proudly. That's Psalm 31. Really ask you to pray that psalm often and to ask God. I've had that experience. I've found where sometimes when I'm critical and I've prayed this psalm, and my goodness, when I was tempted to I wasn't really speaking strongly against someone, but at least not in favor of someone. And I just stopped for a moment and remembered, let your hearts take comfort, all who hope in the Lord. I say, Lord, give me your grace not to say what I want to say, but what you want me to say. That simply means you don't have to, but you don't have to every moment of every day. But Lord, just say, Lord, at the beginning, Lord, help my conversation to be such that it's pleasing to you. Please, just help me to change, that I can be more and more your disciple, that I can follow you more and more carefully. God will do that for us. The gospel today is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 1 to 6, and then 16 to 18. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they've received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they've received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father in heaven who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you. Think of that. How many times do we gossip? How many times do we lie? How many times do we swear? If any of those are operating in you, take it one at a time and get rid of them. Because we want what we say to other people be what causes others to be blessed. We want to be kind to others and give to them. But don't look gloomy. People do. People can make themselves look awful so that everybody, they think they can get everybody's sympathy. You know, me, look at me, look how terrible I am. Don't do that. Just give what you can to God. Honor him. Pray to him. And fast when you can. Sometimes a mother, especially with small children, you shouldn't fast. You should be taking care of your babies. In about a year, you can get away from that and back to this. But please, please, show your children as they grow why you're not eating this or not eating that. And your speech changes, that you don't say anything bad about other people. Not in public, maybe not at all, would be the best way to go. But brothers and sisters, God so loves you. He so loves you that anything you do for him, just say, I'm going to give up dessert today. I'm going to give up a pie. Oh my, that's really a hard one. It would be for me too, but that's what God wants. Just someday, or eat a smaller portion of it than you would. But please open your hearts to God and say, Lord, I want to be like you. Lead me. He doesn't want you to starve, but he wants you to open your heart to him, and he will love you because he sees you. He sees you and he loves you and he wants to draw closer and closer to you, but he wants you to draw closer and closer to him. And when you do that, nothing will happen right away. God wants to see if you really mean this. It's not just you do some little thing and say, okay, God, I've done what I'm supposed to do. No. Open your heart. Open your heart. And just say, Lord, I love you. And I give up this dessert, or I give up this, whatever it may be. Just periodically, I give up this one thing for you. May you be blessed. And may we be honored by your presence with us. Just some simple prayer. God will hear you and God will bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.